This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello. You're listening to Animal Party on Pet Life Radio with me, Deb Wolf. And it is a beautiful morning out here in British Columbia, Canada. Beautiful. It's spring. And the flowering trees are going, the cherry trees and all the trees and the daffodils and the irises and the birds are singing. And it's about 60 degrees Fahrenheit in the morning. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. But it's going to get warmer and warmer, and it's just beautiful here. And recently, I was gifted a rooster. I didn't have a rooster. I had about 90 hens a couple years ago, and a mink came in and did damage, took all of them except three. So I now have three hens, three lonely spinster hens, and someone gave me a rooster, a neighbor of mine. So now my three hens are so happy. And I wanted them to have a new coop, not the old coop where the massacre happened with the wild mink getting in and hurting all their sisters. So I wanted them to have a new coop, but I didn't want to spend a lot of money on it. So first I started looking on Amazon and Facebook and all the, and they were like $2,500, $2,000. And then there were tricky ones, like it said 200, but when you click on it, it's actually 2,000. And I started to get really irritated with the whole thing. So I thought, well, this is very basic. And my friend said, why don't we just take an old dresser? So we found a TV stand on Facebook Marketplace and bought it for $10. And it took us an afternoon and then one trip to the hardware store for little bits and pieces, you know, like hinges and whatever. And we made an entrance way off the side and a good lock on the front, and we emptied out some of the insides of it, so it's a big open space, and we hung a dowel on the top, and we put flooring on the bottom for the poop, and flooring on the top for the poop, and last night, caught all three hens, put them in there, caught the rooster, put him in there, and he was actually protecting them, even though we just met them 2 days ago, so when I was catching them, he was kind of pecking at me gently, but I caught them all and put them in there, and then two hens went up on the, I put the two hens on the dowel, but the rooster went up himself, and then I went and put the last one up, and this morning, I went in there at 7 a.m., and they were all up there sleeping, and I opened their door. And a few minutes later, sure enough, he started to cock-a-doodle-doo and out he came. So for $10 and some change, I got a brand new coop that is beautiful. It's beautiful. It's like the kind of wood you have in your living room. It's gorgeous and it's perfect. So I might post pictures of that at Deb Wolf Pet Expert on Facebook just for you to see if you're curious. A DIY coop. It could fit five hens right now or three hens and a rooster. And if they have babies and raise them up, then I'll just add another dowel. That's easy, right? The laying baskets are separate. I already had my laying baskets. Anyway, if you're interested in that, check it out at Deb Wolf Pet Expert on YouTube. Usually I'm posting about dogs and cats. And the rest of this show is going to be about dogs and cats. In fact, first thing I'm going to talk about before we go to break is my old dog, Blue, a Blue Heeler. And, you know, sometimes when we have old dogs, we kind of write them off. You know, they don't do much. They don't really fetch anymore. And they don't go on walks anymore. And they sort of saunter and wander. And they don't really run or play like they used to. They still cuddle. And they still eat. And they'll still bark at a stranger, but half-heartedly, you know. But you know what? Blue is still very, very clever. He may not see well, and he may not hear well, and he may not even walk well. But yesterday I was out in the front with him working on the coop, actually, and building it. And he was out there with me, and he was following me around. And he went up the three stairs to the garage area and up the ramp and was following me to the driveway. And I started to turn to go back. And so I picked the stairs that were closest, which are five stairs. I said, come on, Blue. And he looked at me like, well, I will if I have to. And then he turned his head and looked at the three stairs as if to say to me, how about that way instead? And of course, an old dog wants to do three stairs instead of five. And then he's that sharp that he knows it. He doesn't want to disobey me. He'd do the five stairs if I insisted. But he's trying to say to me very subtly, hey, how about the easy way? So sure enough, that's what we did. Down the three stairs and into the house. And yeah, so don't write off your old dogs. They're smarter than you think. And they've got wisdom. And they know how to communicate with you if you just look at them. Especially the herding dogs. They give you body language the same way they receive it. Okay, we're going to go to break. And we're going to come back, talk about some dogs and cats in the news, a poodle that was rescued, and a dog that protected a naked woman and her husband from a break-in. Well, we'll talk about that next on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. Stay tuned.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello! We're here on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. Okay, so imagine you do well in life and you get to sell your place and retire to a dream place on Vancouver Island, where all the baby boomers want to be, where the sun shines and the ocean laps gently, and everyone wants to retire there. So you get you and your wife, you know, you're a happy couple, early 60s, and you move into a beautiful place, a rural place. You got no neighbors, no worries, no hassles. Absolutely idyllic. Except one night, you've just had surgery. The husband's just had surgery. So he's laying down and he's sleeping and he's, you know, not well. So he's really, really sleeping. And his wife is in the shower and she's naked. And someone tries to break into the house. And the dog is the only thing to protect them. They're so far away from police or neighbors. The only thing that chased that man away was the dog. So well done, doggy. They didn't know you had it in you, but you did. It's okay. And also, I want to talk about something else. Now, this is a bit, I guess, controversial. There was a poodle rescued from a dumpster. They're calling him Oscar, like Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street. And it was in Pacific Spirit Park, which is a beautiful park downtown Vancouver near Stanley Park. Absolutely gorgeous. It's actually Pacific Spirit Park. That's a weird way to say it. I'm wondering if they're talking about the area near UBC. I bet they are. Okay, well, it's a forested area with the ocean all around it, kilometers and kilometers of trees and forest and trails, and some of them are horse-friendly, some of them are dog-friendly. This is actually a really great place to visit if you like to ride a bike or walk or hike. It's just amazing, this city. Anyway, so that's why I'm having trouble knowing which park they're talking about, but I think it's the one near UBC they're talking about, the one that leads to Wreck Beach, the best beach in the universe. So, okay, Pacific Spirit Park, well-traveled, well-used, popular park. Boy Scouts go there to do their night hikes. All kinds of stuff happens in these parks. It's beautiful. And they're mapped and they're groomed and there's signs and it's really quite lovely. But there's a dumpster and a poodle dog, not a puppy, a poodle dog was left in a dumpster. And he's terribly, terribly injured with fractures and to the elbow and it needed plates. And the blunt injury was recent. $7,000 it's cost so far. There's a GoFundMe and people are trying to contribute. It's going to take $14,000 to save this old poodle. And he's a miniature poodle. And when they looked into it, you know, they brought him to the vet right away and they saw there's this recent blunt injury and a couple other things they wanted to fix. But there's also really old injuries. The dog's approximately 10 years old and he has old fractures and old injuries. So he's obviously been abused and left in a dumpster and then found and now rescued. Now, how long does a 10-year-old poodle have to live, a miniature poodle? Maybe 12, 13, usually? This guy, will he have that long with this kind of history? I don't know. And would that $14,000 be better spent on
rescuing a whole shelter of dogs?
I don't know. That's where the controversy comes.
Where do you decide to spend the money?
Okay, we're gonna go to break, and we'll be back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. Stay tuned.
As your dog or cat chewed through yet another set of sheets?
I get it. I've been there. But instead of replacing them with more scratchy, low-quality bedding, why not treat yourself to what Oprah and Kris Jenner sleep on every night? It's called Cozy Earth, and yes, it's as dreamy as it sounds. Their bamboo sheets and pajamas are buttery soft, cooling, moisture-wicking, and they actually get softer every time you wash them. I'm talking next-level snuggle mode here, folks. These sheets have been on Oprah's favorite things list 7 years in a row, and there's a reason why. Cozy Earth gives you the softest, coolest sleep of your life. And just for Pet Life Radio listeners, I scored you an exclusive 41% off. That's the biggest discount they offer anywhere. Just use promo code PETLIFERADIO at CozyEarth.com and sleep like the celebrity your pet already thinks you are. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code PETLIFERADIO. You'll thank me at bedtime.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello! We're back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. And as you may have noticed, it is allergy season here. And I, too, have allergies, mostly to flowering trees. And sometimes, all of a sudden, it will just hit me, and I'll start coughing. One thing you can do, if you have pets and you have allergies, is keep them groomed really well. Brush them, or have someone who doesn't have allergies brush them, even better. If you can get your dogs and your cats used to being vacuumed, oh, that's an awesome thing. But you can also have them groomed, clipped short, and make sure that every time they come back in the house, they're being brushed off. So they're not bringing in that pollen because they're so low to the ground. All the pollen goes flying through the air from the cedar trees, the junipers, the flowering trees, the fruiting trees, all of it. And it lands on the grass, and it lands on the dogs, and it lands on the cats, and then the animals go walking through the grass, and it coats them, just like the way a bee gets coated with pollen on their legs. So if you want to do yourself a favor, get that off them before they come in the house. And I've got too many pets to be able to do that, I'm afraid, so it's antihistamine city for me this time of year. But I don't mind. The flowers are worth it. All right, so yeah, that was kind of a controversial topic. Where do you spend the money? Is it right to spend a lot of money to rescue a dog here? Or should you send that money to Mexico where the same money can rescue 10 dogs? Is it right to bring a dog back when you're on a trip? When there's so many dogs here who need a home? These are all these weird questions that I don't know how to answer. The micro and the macro. Where do you spend your money? Where do you spend your time? How do you best serve the world of animals or the world in general with your efforts? It's a really difficult problem that we all kind of need to face, and I'm not sure that we're going to come up with the answer. I guess it's an individual answer for everybody. Okay, so now I'm going to talk about some college kids. Good-looking college kids, I got to say, because I saw the footage, and these are pretty girls with long hair and pretty outfits. And the funny thing is, they are tormented. They are in hiding, these girls. It's in Waterloo, Ontario, in Canada, in a college town. And these beautiful college girls, college kids, are confined to their house. They can't go out. And when their friends visit, they had friends visit, bringing them food. They brought them a box of croissants. And the croissants ended up all over the lawn, and the kids didn't get to eat any of them. What is happening here? Well, it's Canada geese. That's right. There's a mating pair, probably with eggs or hatchlings, nearby. Nobody's seen exactly where. But the male is angry, and he flies at old people, students, kids, visitors, passersby, the mail carriers. He loved the croissants, loved them. I watched him gobble those up with his wife. But they've called animal control, and they've tried everything they can think of, and these girls just can't leave the house. I mean, you see them trying, and this thing is just tormenting them. Now, somewhere in the footage in the interview, there's a brief comment at the end of one of the interviews where they say, even children with squirt guns weren't able to scare the geese away. And that, to me, was a light bulb. I think
that that's the wrong order. I think what happened was children with squirt guns sprayed the geese to begin with. And geese have memory. So now they're not letting any people around them. And those kids should know better. They've caused a huge problem. Now, hopefully the geese will be hatched and walking and swimming soon and get out of there. And the kids can go back and write their exams. All right. So that's our wildlife moment for today. And now I'm going to talk about doodles. Doodle, doodle, doodle. It's a doodle mania situation over here at Camp Good Dog. As you probably know, I have a boarding kennel here in Maple Ridge, British Columbia, Canada. So the dogs who come here are mostly from Vancouver and all the suburbs around. Some from Washington, too. And sometimes when people travel with their dogs, like to go on a cruise ship or something, they can be from anywhere and they'll check their dog in here. As long as it's vaccinated, it can come. So mostly what I do is board dogs and train dogs and look after dogs. And as you know, I've written a couple books on dogs. But I also breed dogs every couple years or so. And so I was told by, I had 8 people on the list who were begging me to breed golden doodles because they'd bought golden doodles from me before. And so I did a litter this year and somebody lost their job. Somebody got transferred. Somebody moved. In the end, only 3 of those 8 people wanted the dogs. So now I'm blessed with 6 puppies that need to find a home. And they've all been vaccinated. They're all just newly available. There's boys and girls. The 2 boys who are the biggest boys are going for $500 less than everybody else. And the little ones will probably go last as a result. But they are all going to be about 40 pounds when full grown. Their mom is a F1 golden doodle. So she's half poodle and half golden. And their dad, I'm trying to think if I got that right. Peachy is, yes, because Peachy's mom is polka dot poodle and Peachy's dad is Sunny, the golden retriever. So Peachy is half-half. And now her husband, Fabio, is a poodle. So we have 3-quarter poodle puppies with 1-quarter golden. One of their grandparents was a golden and the rest of their grandparents were poodles. And so now we have these beautiful non-shed golden doodles that are 3-quarter poodle, 1-quarter golden, which means they have the smarts of a poodle and the no-shed properties of a poodle and a quiet, easy-to-train ability, you know, just fit into your life like almost like a house cat of a poodle. And yet they love people like a golden. They're not as aloof as poodles are with strangers. They like strangers. They're curious about strangers and they're great with other pets. So I think the golden doodle is the best of both worlds, really. I love them. And I have 2 myself, Peachy and Dorita. Dorita's retired now. But Peachy, this is her first litter. She's just over 2. And Fabio, her husband, it's his first as well. So it was a real Romeo-Juliet thing, young love. And oh my gosh, it was just a beautiful relationship and so easy pairing. They just love each other. And now they have these beautiful puppies that were born just before Valentine's Day. So they're ready now. And if you are in the Vancouver area and you would like a golden doodle puppy, please call us up because we'd like to place them. If you happen to have a real legitimate service need, maybe a kid that really needs a companion because they have special needs, well, that would be a special puppy. And we'd work out a special price. I'm always willing to work on that with you. So let me know if you've got a need for a golden doodle, for a special kid or a special person. I may have the special pup for you here at Camp Good Dog. 604-515-2267 is the telephone number. Or you can reach us through Camp Good Dog Facebook or through the show. And as always, we're always looking for your pet problems, your pet questions, your pet suggestions, your guest suggestions, anything like that. I'm open to it. Keep posting, Deb Wolf, Pet Expert on YouTube. And if you want a really good look at the puppies, you can see them from the day they were born till now. I've been posting all the time. You see videos of them actually an hour old. And then a day old, 2 days old, 3 days old, 4 days old, 1 week old, 2 weeks old, etc. So it's really remarkable to see how they grow and develop. And of course, they're also cute. I mean, some of them are just short, so it'll take you a minute, but they're just adorable. Like their first bark, and the first time they walk, and the first time they wrestle. I've got all of that. So it's really cool to watch. Deb Wolf, Pet Expert on YouTube. Please go there and check it out and subscribe. And if you leave a comment there about something you'd like to see, like you want to see me teach a cat something or teach a dog something, I'll do it. So just let me know. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening today. Ciao, meow, and be good to your animals from Animal Party and me, Deb Wolf.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.